Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, May 18, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive as they catch up with Wall Street's surge late Wednesday. And Asian equities also finished largely higher on the progress in the US debt ceiling deal. US dollar is higher across the board. Treasury yields are also higher across tenors. Crude oil futures are lower on the U.S. inventory build, gold is at a four-week low, and industrial metals are mixed, with copper down again, but iron ore higher. Equity markets are buoyant on signs that the U.S. debt ceiling deal could be reached by the weekend. President Biden has also cut his Asia trip short to negotiate with McCarthy. Some issues, however, are yet to be resolved, and lawmakers are on recess over the coming weeks, leaving little time to conclude the agreement before the 1st of June. Biden is also being urged to consider invoking the 14th Amendment, while Democrats are preparing to force a House vote if no deal is being reached. On the data front, Japan's imports have contracted for the first time since January 2021 amid a fall in commodity prices. Its weakening external demand has also seen export growth slow further. Australia's April headline employment rate has unexpectedly shrunk, while the unemployment rate has climbed against the expectation for no change. This indicates a loss of momentum in its labor market and is now bolstering expectations for a Reserve Bank of Australia rate pause in June. New Zealand has announced expansionary budget, tilting risks towards a longer Reserve Bank of New Zealand tightening cycle. The Philippines Central Bank has kept the base rate on hold at 6.25% and lowered inflation forecasts. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the May Philadelphia Fed Index, the April leading indicators, and April existing home sales, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Walmart before the open, plus Applied Materials, Ross Stores, and DXC Technology after the close. In corporate news, Snowflake is in advanced talks to purchase search startup Neeva, according to the information. Madison Square Garden is reportedly in negotiations to sell the former Hulu Theater and a service road for $1 billion to Italy-based infrastructure developer ASTM. Micron will receive $1.5 billion in financial incentives from Japan to help make next-generation memory chips, according to Bloomberg. Asian equities advanced on Thursday. Japan's Nikkei closed at another 20-month high, this time powered by technology stocks, as Prime Minister Kishida met executives from semiconductor companies amid a push for next-generation chip investment. Greater China markets were mixed, with Shenzhen lower and Hong Kong opening sharply higher but falling quickly in the afternoon session. South Korea and Taiwan went up, India opened with gains, and Southeast Asia also traded higher across the region. Australia, on the other hand, snapped a two-day losing streak. European markets have opened with strong gains after finishing mixed on Wednesday. A quiet trading session is expected today for the region, with a bank holiday in both France and Germany. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet. Thank you.